You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
I've got a great question to ask yourself every now and then, and it'll help you see where your priorities lie and if maybe you should change the direction that your life is going. So here's the question. If you knew the world was coming to an end, what would you do with the time you had left?
Buy a Ferrari on credit.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I know, right?
I got confused at first, and yeah. Then you said credit.
Credit.
That's so smart.
I'd finance it for 8-10 years.
Yeah.
It's interesting what you say, because I found this article that asked that same question to 5,000 people, okay? So the top answer was, like everyone's answer should be, spend more time with your loved ones.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Buy a Ferrari on credit so I could drive my loved ones around in style, spending more time with them. There you go.
You had plenty of time to say that. The second was just have as much fun as possible. So that's where you land, Wally.
Yeah.
And only 10% of us would consider even trying to save the world. The rest of us, I guess, aren't even caring. We're just like, just let it be.
Depends on the scenario.
Yeah. I mean, if I thought I could actually save it, you know me, I have a hero complex.
There's a good chance that you won't.
Absolutely. On a serious note, I know we're kidding around here, but on a serious note, I think that kind of question also really hones in on the fact about like sharing your faith. Not to Jesus juke this, but it's like, how many times do we go through our days and we don't necessarily share our faith with the people that we run into? Something like that would force you to be like, oh my gosh, this is super important. But the reality is, it's super important every day.
I love how you're trying to save this segment, because at the very beginning you referred to putting the Ferrari on credit.
Yeah, I hope everyone forgot about that.
But I want to bring that up again. Also, this study that I found shows that men are more likely to do something stupid like put a Ferrari on credit.
Oh, yeah, it checks
where
out.
The women are more like relationships and spending time, because that's important.
And the reality is, it's the men that have probably caused the earth to be in danger anyway.
So that's very true.
It all checks out.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show, and it's time for Boys versus Girl, because the girl on this show is so smart, it takes two guys to beat her.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and so we're going to play a round of this game. Make sure you're paying attention, because you're going to get a chance to win a prize after this based on questions from our game. And if the girl, that being Betty, wins, then only girls can call. But if the guys manage to somehow eke out a victory over her amazing brain.
If that's even possible.
I know, right? Then only guys can call for the prize. So here we go. Get your pens ready. Question number one. According to Marvel's website, how many recurring characters are in the Marvel comics? Oh, are you into Marvel comics, Kevin?
Not the comics, just the movies. But
I didn't know that.
Is this the game where I get to choose who I want to go against?
Oh, that's right, yes.
I'm going to go with Wally, because Gavin knows too much.
I think I have a chance at that.
I forgot about that rule. I don't like Marvel comics and things at all.
What was the question again?
How many Marvel characters are in the Marvel comics? Like, reoccurring characters.
Oh.
They have so many characters. It's crazy. I mean, like, it could be millions. I don't know. Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let me get my guess down. All right, what'd you say?
18.
I said 102. Gavin, who do you think is right?
I think that you're going to be closer.
Am I over?
I'm curious if you're going to go over.
If I'm over, that's bad, because she'll get a point.
But there are like 25. There's like 20 movies. There's TV shows they've done already. So I'm curious.
So as it turns out, Betty Rock is super low. And I, too, am low.
Oh!
1494. 1,494 recurring characters.
That's ridiculous.
In Marvel Comics. All right, so guys, get 1 point there. What's your favorite Marvel character, Gavin?
I think Iron Man. He's sassy. Yeah. He's cool.
He's got a red suit.
He's rich.
It would match your hair.
It would.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. All right. Here we go. Question number two. What is the longest period of time someone has stayed in space? Longest period of time someone has stayed in space.
I'm going with Gavin on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longest period of time.
Because I think I actually know it.
Space. Well, you probably lived through it.
Yeah, I saw the space race. Okay, so get your answers down.
Longest period of time.
We'll start with going. Are you in yet, Rod?
Lived in space.
Yes, lived in space. Or longest time someone has stayed in space, which would be living in
space.
Yes,
I'm ready.
Okay.
You want to go first, Betty?
3 years.
3 years. Okay, so in days, that's about 900 and, well, over 1,000 days. Okay.
Okay, what if I wrote the same thing?
You said 3 years, too?
I said 3 years as well.
Then you guys cancel each other out.
No!
I'll give you a chance. Look at her. No! I will give you a chance to rewrite your answers.
Okay.
I'm not telling you if you're on the board or not.
You better not say the same thing.
Okay.
2.5.
Okay. I almost just left it at 3 years.
No.
Okay. 4 years.
4 years.
I'm going to increase my guess.
So you increased your guess and Betty Rock went down. Okay. Well, that was a good strategy for Betty Rock. You guys are both over, but now she's closer. It's only 438 days, a little over a year in space.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what sci-fi movies you're watching where people just live in space for years.
That's a good point.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not
I don't really watch anything that's happened in space.
All right, and now, so we're all tied
up
here.
Come on.
Boys versus girl. Okay, so the last question. What is the world record for consecutive somersaults on a trampoline?
Consecutive somersaults on a trampoline.
Who do you want to take on, me?
Gavin.
Gavin, okay. So
consecutive somersaults.
It's like bouncing in the air and spinning. Doing
consecutive.
A front flip.
So doing a front.
Yeah, okay. So get your guesses down.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so are you ready, Gavin?
Yes.
Consecutive somersaults. Now, remember, people are amazing. So, Betty Rock, what did you say?
33
consecutive somersaults. What did you say?
I went really high.
Good.
And I said 200.
200?
Which
oh my
may
goodness.
Have gone over.
I bet so.
No.
That would be so nauseous after doing that many front flips.
The world record for consecutive somersaults on a trampoline is...
Come on.
3,333. Look at Betty's face.
How is that humanly possible?
That means, I don't know. That means, Gavin, you're the winner. Woo! And that means boys rule, girls rule. So, now, good news. If you are a guy, you can call to win a WayFM prize back. Only guys can call here. You'll get a question from our questions, and if you get the answer right, you win a prize. 855-33-WayFM is the number. If you want to play, that's 855-33-WayFM.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Steven, welcome to the show. We are going to do a little boys versus girls. A great day to be a guy, is it not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right, because the boys once again beat the girl.
All right, don't rub it in.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to say, but it took two of us because she's so amazing.
That's right.
And since the guys won, only guys can call to win a prize. So, ladies, if you're upset, blame Betty. now, Betty, you are going to ask Steven here a question. If Steven gets an answer right based on our conversation a few minutes ago, he will win a WayFM prize pack. So, what is your question?
All right, Steven, who did Gavin say was his favorite Marvel character?
He mentioned it in passing.
Gosh.
Yeah, based on one of the questions about how many reoccurring characters they have. And you know what I like about this game, though? It's like with men, you know that verse in the Bible, iron sharpens iron? It's like these are tough questions, and it makes
verse.
Us better men, you know?
I love that verse.
It's a great verse, yeah.
So I believe that the answer was Iron Man.
Iron Man is right!
Okay.
Steven, amazing!
Steven, be honest. You didn't know until after Wally said that.
I was almost going to go Spider-Man, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. That was totally unintentional on my part. But it worked out for Steven. You're the winner today, and you're picking up a WayFM prize bag.
Woo!
Only because you cheated.
That's still a win.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! The reason I do Mind Blown is I want everyone else to be as interesting as me. When you're in any room, my goal is to be the most interesting person in that room, and I want to do that for you too. It will help you be successful in life because you will have knowledge to converse with anybody about anything. Here's how we do it. Betty Rock is going to ask me a category, and I will miraculously pull out some nugget of wisdom about this. So go, test me.
All right. Genealogy. I recently bought one of those 23andMe kits, and okay. I think they're pretty interesting.
Yeah. I could see a lot of people talking about this and being like, oh, I found out this about my relatives and my history and stuff like that. So you're at a party, and you're talking about that. Oh, that's really cool. Hey, did you know that there are 82 million Korean people in the world? Okay. So, like, that's a lot of people. You know, it's like a fact that right now you're not really engaged.
No.
You're like,
I'm about to walk away.
Right. Exactly. And I go, but put your drink down because I don't want, she literally has a drink of tea. I don't want you to spit it out. Okay. All of those 82 million people, they all share just one of 250 last names. What?
Wait, say that slowly? What?
So out of 82 million people, they only have 250 last names.
Does that mean that they're all related?
I don't remember how that works. Like, that's a follow-up question I should know. But yeah, they share 250 last names. Because the names, the genealogy and the history, like, they don't have a diverse set of last names like we have here.
Huh.
So 250 last names are shared by 82 million Korean people.
Interesting.
There you go. Okay, so you're there. And then Gavin saunters up.
And I'm walking away.
Yeah, no, you're still there. I've got you enough. And Gavin's like, hey, guys, how you doing? And then what you talking about? Oh, I was just telling Betty that there are 82 million Korean people in the world, and they only have 250 last names.
I'm blown away. Well, I want a different fact. That one that one doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
I think if I weren't at this job, I'd probably be an astronaut, so...
That's bold.
How about a space space travel fact?
Okay. You know, I'll go old school with you instead of new school space travel, because I like the beginnings of, you know, where we started and how we got to here. Did you know that the flag that the Apollo 11 astronauts planted on the moon, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. There's so many famous pictures of it. It came from Sears. See, now Betty's back in.
Really?
Yeah. A NASA employee bought it off the shelf for $5.50 right before the mission. It's like, did no one think to take an American flag up there? Yeah. And then you're thinking, shouldn't it be like a special American flag? But somebody went to Sears and was like, oh, hey, get a flag while you're there too. And bring me back a tuna sandwich. And so, there you go. So next time space comes up or Korea comes up, you have two facts at your disposal to make you the most interesting person in the room.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
So if you've ever wondered, when is the future? Future's now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Drone delivery of goods has literally started. We've been talking about it for a lot of years, but it has actually started. I watched a lady order something from a Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, you know, and so they are one of the flagship companies testing out drone delivery. So she videos the drone. She sees it coming, so I mean, she must know, or maybe she just sat out there all day, like, here, where's my stuff? She sees it coming. This drone approaches her house. You see the drone flying over her head, and then a box literally, poof, comes parachuting down to the ground.
What?
I know, right? That's what I'm thinking. And the delivery method is totally different. When I heard they were using drones, I thought it would be the quadcopter. It would fly it over there, and then it would hover and then lower it down and then drop it and then take off. They're using more like military-style drone planes, like small ones that they hand launch. But they have a little belly in the plane where the box sits.
No.
I swear, it flies over, the doors open, it drops it out like dropping payload from a military aircraft, and then it parachutes down to the ground.
Sweet. That is so awesome. I could see people just ordering things just to see it happen.
Well, that's my point. Like, that's what this lady did. She ordered 3 Arizona iced teas and some Orbit gum. It's like, you could have picked that up on the way home.
And nobody likes Arizona iced tea.
No.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So, I'm the same way. Though, if they had drone delivery, I would order something just to see it happen, you know?
Yeah.
And so my neighbors would think I'm bougie. but then, like, I look at my neighborhood and it's not conducive to this. Like, my backyard, there's a creek in my backyard, and my backyard is small. Mm-hmm. So, like, how do they ensure that they're going to hit your yard or your front yard and not your roof, like where you got to go up and get...
Yeah, or like what if it's storming? Then
I thought the same thing.
Can you not deliver then?
I thought the same thing. If there's too much wind, too much rain, because the box just fell in her backyard. What if she had her sprinklers on? There's so many problems with this still.
Yeah, I have so many questions.
But it is still kind of amazing. I just picture having to, like, the drone flying over my house, dropping my package, it landing on my roof, and then having to go back in online to get them to drone deliver a ladder for me so that I can use the ladder to get my thing off of my roof.
Oh, the irony.
I know, exactly. But there you go. So they're using this also, the same company that Walmart's using. They're delivering medicine in Japan now and trying that out.
That's so awesome.
Could be a whole new world for us. But if nothing else, if it comes to your town, I think it would be worth trying just to see it happen. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. First in the Tank. I love that show. I watched Shark Tank for a lot of years and was fascinated by it.
And I'm not a viewer of the show, but I believe that it's people that have these amazing ideas. Yeah. They just need the money to back them up, so they show it in front of these shark people.
Yeah, well, what I like about it is it's entrepreneurs who want to have a great idea and then want to make a product of it, and they don't always know how, or they need someone to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. And that's where they take on the investors, they negotiate a deal, and then they help them. And they really do help them. Some of these products are insane how well they've done. Like Squatty Potty. Do you know what Squatty Potty is?
I think I'm afraid that it explains itself in the title.
Yeah. So anyway, it's this footstool, basically, while you're sitting on the potty. It's a footstool.
Sorry.
Gavin's giggling like a four-year-old, that lifts your feet up higher for the better potty position, basically.
Ah,
yes.
The better potty position.
Yes, to help things.
Okay. I've heard it's healthier for you.
Yeah, that's what they say. And so that was one of the number one things that people bought, like most bought things. Lori, one of the sharks, invested in that. And
a squatty
potty. Who would have thought? Like, of all the things that come across there, you know, that show to get bought, that is one I thought they would pass on. But Lori saw the value in it, and it went really well. The Ring doorbell. Actually,
everybody has a Ring doorbell these days.
Well, it debuted there on Shark Tank, and the sharks all passed on it.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I cannot.
Yeah, and so they passed on, and then Amazon bought the company for more than $1 billion.
Holy cow.
Well done.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a Ring doorbell. My mom, we got her one, and I love them. You see so many viral videos because of Ring doorbells.
Yep.
Now, too. And
yep.
So, like, that's one the sharks definitely are kicking mm-hmm. themselves for. But here's what I'm curious about, okay? There's all these successful items on Shark Tank, and they're talking about how many millions of dollars these have made. But have you bought anything? Like, what is a Shark Tank item that you've seen on the show, or maybe you didn't see it, but it has as seen on Shark Tank TV, but you bought a Shark Tank item? I'm just curious what people are actually buying from the show.
And
okay?
I accidentally didn't realize I had bought a Shark Tank idea, the Comfy. It's like this huge oversized sweatshirt.
You were the one.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
A lot of people did. It came in like number 8 on the list of Shark Tank items.
Awesome.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious if you bought a Shark Tank item and what one did you buy? And we'll see if it comes in on one of the top 10 items that people have bought. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever bought a Shark Tank item?
I have.
What did you buy?
It's called Pear Eyewear. So you buy your frames and then you buy these toppers to put on top of it so you can change your look like as often as you want.
And they're magnetic too, right? They just kind of click on?
They are.
I have seen these and I think the idea is ingenious. I had no idea that that started on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
How many toppers do you have, like the magnetic part?
I have 4 toppers.
Oh, wow. So you just base it off of the color that you're wearing that day, the outfit that you have on.
Well, or if she feels saucy.
If she's feeling saucy.
I have 2 young boys, so one of the toppers I bought was Spider-Man.
Nice.
Sometimes I let them choose.
Oh, that's so great. Now, how much are the toppers?
The toppers are $25.
Oh, see, that's reasonable. See, that's the thing, too.
Yeah.
You have a good product, you make it reasonable, you're going to buy 4 toppers for $100, and that's like having 4 different pairs of glasses.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. Now, it didn't make the top 10 list, but I think that's one that I would like to look into because I would love to be able to change my look a little bit more. Anything to help out this face would be great. So what have you bought, Melanie, from Shark Tank?
The Scrub Daddy, and I buy them all the time. I swear by these things. They're so good.
Okay, now Lori, one of the sharks, invested in this, and it's basically just a porous sponge, like a scrubbing sponge with a smiley face on it.
Right, but...
But so what? It's a porous sponge with a smiley face on it.
Wally. I don't know what kind of magic they make this material with, but when it gets warm, it gets like softer, and when it's cold, it's harder. So if you need to like really get at it on something, on a pot or a dish or whatever, you could do that. And the smiley face is functional as well. You could put your fingers in the holes. You can use the holes to get certain stuff. The edges around it are like ridged, you know?
Have you seen the wand that clicks into it that goes in? It basically clicks into the eyeballs and the mouth and it holds soap in it. And then you squeeze it and soap comes out of its mouth.
No, yeah. I have not, but you might have just changed my life.
Yeah, you need that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jocelyn, you're next into the tank, the Shark Tank, that is. And, you know, Shark Tank has so many great products that they've helped introduce from entrepreneurs who just needed a break. And it's a great TV show, but I'm curious, in practical real life, are people buying the items? Apparently, they are, but there are some that I'm surprised that anyone has bought, like the Squatty Potty is a thing that as you sit on the toilet, it's just a stool that basically pushes your feet up higher to, I guess, aid with the process that's going on naturally. So, Jocelyn, you've bought a Squatty Potty. Thank you. So, Jocelyn, you've bought a Squatty Potty?
I did buy a Squatty Potty. And actually, I did not know the Shark Tank item.
Oh, you were just in Bed Bath & Beyond and thought this is a good idea?
Yes, because I had saw it, and it truly does help with the elimination process for digestion. They put you in the proper position.
I didn't know there was a proper position.
Yes.
Here's my big question. When you have guests over, do you hide the Squatty Potty?
No, I do not.
You don't?
Some people have said, oh, you have one of those. And I'm like, I do.
Let me give it a test drive.
Exactly. Can Wally come over and try yours?
Yes.
Anytime. I'm in Nashville.
You may have heard your kids talking about FOMO, the fear of missing out, and thought, I'm an adult. I'm not affected by this. Hey, it's Wally. And if you were thinking about lowering your monthly mortgage payments or cashing out some of the equity in your house by refinancing, you might have thought, oh, I've missed out. But that's not the case. I was talking to my United Faith mortgage guy, Ryan, the other day, because I just did a cash out refinance with them. And I was curious, with rates ticking up a little bit, if it was still a good time to take advantage of the higher property values we have.
People are just super, super rate conscious because it's been all over the news for the past 2-3 years how low rates have been. So when they see rates increasing a little bit, they're hesitant, but it still makes sense.
I bought my house 9 years ago, and I did the cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage. And here's the crazy thing. I kept putting it off, and I didn't even catch interest rates at their lowest, but I was still able to pull a ton of money out of my house and keep my payments the same. So see what they can do for you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Fifth Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
You may be a fan of the Emmys or the Grammys, maybe even the Oscars, but if I had to choose one award ceremony that I would put above all those, and it appeals to the common person, I think it would be the Fasties, which is a website called Thrillist. They released an award for each category, for a bunch of categories, for best food, drink, fries, for all of fast food industry.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm in. Okay. I'm absolutely in. I consider myself a gourmet fast food connoisseur.
Let's run through a few of these. I want you guys to guess who you think had the best breakfast. Everyone has a favorite.
It cannot be Taco Bell. Taco Bell, that is not breakfast at all.
I really like it, though.
I do, too.
No, I know you guys do, but no.
I would say McDonald's, because I feel like everybody goes... Like, I don't agree, right. But there are a lot of people that do.
I just have one word for you with a couple syllables. McGriddle, okay? McGriddle, absolutely. They took science and put it into our mouths.
Amen.
They injected syrup into a, biscuity, pancakey thing, and then put sausage in it? Absolutely number one.
I hope the guy who did that does not have to work a day in his life after that.
No, absolutely not. And he should get free bypass surgery the rest of his life.
Oh, okay, we just really hyped up McDonald's.
And it's not it.
It's number three. Wendy's has the best breakfast, which we never do.
What? There's
never
one near us, but we never do.
No. I feel like we tried it. I didn't care for it.
I don't even know what they have.
Okay. Best cheeseburger. You are a big cheeseburger fan, Wally, so let's see if you can get this one.
Mine won't be on there. Shake Shack. Shake Shack is my favorite cheeseburger, bar none.
And Shake Shack is sort of like upper echelon fast food. So
you're not going to count them?
They might not have been considering it.
Okay.
McDonald's.
They were not on this list at all.
I think it'd probably be Burger King because of the flame broiled. Pretty good.
Nope, not on this list at all. You have... The Culver's Double Butter Burger with Cheese.
Okay.
That sounds amazing.
I respect Culver's.
It is really good. Culver's is to Christian food what Chick-fil-A is to, Christian food. Like, they're the hamburger version of Chick-fil-A.
Okay, this one was probably my biggest surprise on this list. The best chicken nuggets.
Oh, Chick-fil-A,
hands down. But
or McDonald's.
I know, McDonald's.
Okay. We don't know what it is.
That's the thing. If it's real chicken, Chick-fil-A. If it's something that just tastes good and we don't want to ask questions,
it's got
McDonald's.
Some breading on it.
Hands
absolutely
down.
Okay, McDonald's not on the list.
What?
For top three.
I mean, not say Wendy's.
Okay, it's not Wendy's. Chick-fil-A was number three. Popeye's was number two.
What?
Love those things. Okay. Arby's premium chicken nuggets
was the best chicken nugget.
They're not even known for their chicken.
What is that?
They're known for their roast beef.
That is ridiculous. I had their chicken nuggets the other day.
Yeah?
And no, absolutely not.
Throw the list out. They don't know what they're talking about.
We need to make our own.
Yes. Yeah.
And mine would just be McGriddle for every category on that list. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the Bible talks about pride goeth before a fall. And I experienced this because I took great pride in my calves, the one feature that God gave me that was passable. Now they've let me down. I can't walk hardly because I've pulled muscles in both my calves. And I was prideful. And the Lord taught me a lesson about being prideful, you know, but that's just because I got it out of whack. I got too prideful about my calves. But there are odd things in our lives that we do have pride in. We take a little pride in. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Just use my life as an example to not let it go too far because you will be stricken and smited.
You are like Job in the Bible.
I am very much like that.
Well, so I take a lot of pride in the fact that, and this is because of how I was raised. When I was little, starting before I can remember, my dad would always say, wherever we were, now Betty Lou, who's that singing and what's the name of the song? And if I couldn't name it, I I felt like, oh, a disgrace to my own dad.
Yeah.
Especially if it was in the country music genre.
Oh, for sure.
So I still do this.
Toot Blossom, do your daddy Danny Ray a favor, and you just go stand in that corner. Because if you don't know Merle Haggard, you are not welcome at this table.
You're not far from the truth.
I figured.
Anyways, to this day, still at 36 years old, I still find myself playing this game with myself, even when I like listen to different things. It's like, if I can't name the person and the name of the song, then my dad's not even there. Yeah. I take a little dissatisfaction in my own self. But yeah. It's this odd thing that I find a lot of pride in when I can be somewhere at a restaurant, wherever, and I can be like, oh, that's so-and-so singing so-and-so.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's the thing that I want to discuss with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That is an odd thing, but Betty Rock takes pride in it. And so I'm curious, do you have that thing that maybe other people don't understand, or you don't think they would ever get it, or they're not as passionate about it, but that really odd thing that you're like, I take pride in this. And I don't think having pride in things is a bad thing. You just can't let it get out of whack.
And if anything, you know, when you share what you're proud of, we will share it with you.
Absolutely.
We will cheer you on.
Zero judgment.
Whether it's that Star Trek memorabilia collection, and you're proud of it,
that's
we will say, nanu, nanu.
That's still not the right thing. That's Mork and Mindy, a TV show.
Well, one of the
you
same.
Just offended every Star Trek people. No, not really. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now.
Yeah, we had this conversation on our Facebook page, and you can see what some of these people have answered. Like, we have Matthew. He said, I'm very proud of being the most humble person you'll ever meet.
Oh, that's so good. You know what? Very Matthew good. Actually is in good company. There's a verse in the Bible, Numbers 12:3, and it says Moses was the most humble man on earth.
And
did he write that?
Yeah, he wrote the book of Numbers.
Oh, my goodness.
You're like, you and Matthew got a lot in common there.
Yep. Shannon said spelling. I take a lot of pride in that. Whenever I misspell a word, it really upsets me. I use spell check solely for validation.
I get that. Like, there's those things you are, like, super proud of that you can do. You know, mm-hmm. Like, if I could do a backflip on command, that would be the coolest. I would be so proud of that.
That's the way you'd exit a room every time?
Exit, enter, whatever, in the middle of a conversation. Boom! Nailed it. And then people, because there's always something that impresses people, like, did you just do a backflip? Like, I did. Like, oh my goodness. I don't even care that it was extraneous and pointless, but nicely done.
Or that I saw your stomach once your shirt.
Yeah, I should have tucked that in. What do you got?
I am very good, Wally, at climbing trees.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 32.
32, yes. Good for you. I love that.
Thank you.
When did it start becoming a thing for you that you were proud of? At what age?
Well, I've always been proud of it, but I'm really proud of it now that I have passed on that passion to my stepson. And so now he's really good at it.
Oh, there you go. Like, was he impressed with your tree climbing skills? Because obviously your stepson's like, oh, she's an old lady, even though you're only 30.
Right, of course.
You know, but like, was he like, dang, man, this lady's amazing.
I mean, he didn't say that, but then he did exactly what I was doing. And now he is always in trees in our neighborhood. Our neighbors will say, like, oh, it's the tree boy. And I'm like, oh, that's my tree boy.
Well, Courtney, thanks for being on with us today. I appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. And you literally brighten up my life so much. You have no idea.
Oh, well, you are so kind. Thank you. All right, Josh, you're up. What is that a skill that you have that is odd but you take pride in?
And I teach people how to do backflips.
Okay, I just said a little bit ago that I want to do a backflip. If I could be the guy that could bust out a backflip at any point in time, like, I think that's an awesome skill to be proud of. So how do you do it? Like, what's the secret?
Honestly, the biggest thing is anybody can do a backflip. You just really got to be confident. You got to know that you can do it and actually, like, jump up really high and just trust the technique, man.
The technique. You've described no technique other than confidence.
Josh, I have a question for you. How tall are you, and how much do you weigh?
Yeah, I'm 6 foot.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
I'm 330 pounds.
What? And you can still do a backflip?
No, he said he teaches people.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I just teach people.
And now for some good news. Yeah.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you watch the regular news, it is a little heavy a lot of times, especially with what's kind of all going on in the world right now. So we do good news, giddy up, three rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel a little bit better about your day. We're going to start you off with Gavin. Good news, giddy up. No.
There was an 11-year-old in the Philippines. He survived a landslide last Friday by riding it out in an old refrigerator. A cop found him 20 hours later on a riverbank. He had a broken leg, unfortunately, but that was it. And the first thing he said was anything an 11-year-old would say, I'm hungry.
Absolutely. He ate everything out of the fridge that he survived in, I guess. That's crazy. What a great story. Here's an unusual story. You know how, you know, you go to sports bars, watch different games, and there's 20 different games going on at one time. Well, now there's a brand new, first of its kind sports bar that only shows women's sports.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes. I thought that might be kind of interesting for some people.
That is interesting.
Of the women variety.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I think it's great. No, I think Betty Rock, that'd be a great place for you to go and see women's sports. And
yay,
honestly,
sports!
A lot of women's sports do get overshadowed. And if you've ever felt that way or you love watching women's soccer, women's basketball, a place like this is actually really cool. So there you go. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
So in Minneapolis, there was this lost little kid, but he was able to called 911 when he stumbled upon a payphone that still worked. I didn't even know that was possible in 2022. But a guy named Brian, he actually keeps installed in his front yard a working payphone.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's the payphone that this kid found and was able to call 911. Now, Brian, who had the phone, he said he was kind of surprised that a child like this kid could even figure out how to use it.
Oh, I know. I was watching a TikTok video the other day, and this family was traveling, and you know how the hotels will have a phone, you know, there with a cord on it, and the dad hands the receiver to his daughter, and he's like, okay, can you just end the call, please? And she's just staring at it, and she's like trying to figure out what button to push on a handset where there's no buttons.
Wow.
Cannot figure it out. It's attached to the basement. The mom walks over and just hangs it up.
Oh my goodness.
She's like, that's a phone.
So, are we getting stupider?
No, the kids just don't know. Technology has evolved and more, but good thing this kid figured out 911 and was able to get home. And that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Wally, if I had to say who your celebrity lookalike would be, I'd either say... Alton Brown,
yep. That's that's not good for either of us.
Well, maybe this one's better. The child version of the Grinch?
None of these are good, yeah. Like, I do not have a great doppelganger to be proud of, unfortunately, but it's what I've been given to work with here.
But some celebrities have lookalikes that are celebrities as well. So,
oh, okay, that's weird.
Take, for instance, a young Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones.
Okay. I'm picturing.
And Harry Styles from One Direction.
Oh, I could see it. Kind of the messy hair, the strong jawline.
Skinny.
Yeah, now, honestly, Mick Jagger's a lot uglier than Harry Styles. I mean, let's be honest. I think he's going to tell you that, too. but there is some similarities for sure.
Well, someone said Steve Carell from The Office and Alice Cooper.
Well, young like Alice Cooper before like age and hard living set in.
He's let his hair grow out.
Okay, I could kind of see
that. Oh, wow, yeah.
Do you see it, Gavin?
A little bit.
Googling.
It's got to be a young version of him, yeah, because...
Yeah, age has not been kind
not
to Alice.
At
all right, finally, Tommy Lee.
Drummer for Motley Crue.
And magician Chris Angel. Neither really? Are compliments.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that one's a little harder for me to see.
You know who I was just saying this morning who Gavin reminds
me
of?
Yes.
Is, okay, you know the Disney Pixar film Up. Okay, next time you watch it, when you see the young version of the old man, that is Gavin.
Yep.
That is Gavin in cartoon form.
He's got red hair,
like,
even.
Yeah, he's got the glasses.
A square head.
Yeah, it looks just like he's short.
Yeah.
It looks just like him.
Yeah, like his shoulders are about the same height as his earlobes. and so, like, you, like, literally, that should be your costume.
And we
for
know
Halloween.
What you're going to look like when you get older. You'll look like the old man from Up.
With a literal square jaw.
Yeah. But everybody loves that guy. He's great. Mr. Fredrickson. He's great. You have a built-in Halloween costume that you and your wife Haley could do.
Yes.
Because she could go as young, whatever his wife's name was.
Before, I don't even know.
Before she died.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
can I
so
take her
sad.
As the living version of her?
Yeah, and look, at least you outlive your wife. Look at that. It's a compliment.
That's not a good thing.
No, you're winning.
It's a competition.
Yeah, everything is. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of the worst fears as a parent, you're sitting in a store, and you go to reach down and grab your kid's hand, and they're gone, and you're like, oh my gosh, where? And you start calling their name. It's terrifying. There was a mom who went to her son's room the other day, and apparently he had run away. He was upset about something, ran away. And he ran away better than anyone has probably ever run away as a kid. He went to a nearby airport, got on a plane, flew 1,700 miles to see family without telling his parents. And this kid's 9 years old,
man. How
did
he do that?
I don't know. His mom called the cops, and the airport let him know she was okay. He was okay about 10 p.m. that night. Like, the fear of that, I can't
that
even
poor
imagine.
Mom.
Oh,
gosh.
It's unbelievable. I've been through that before. Like, I lost my daughter in our own house in California. I was working. And so I said, hey, let's play hide and seek. So I needed to keep working a little bit. And she's a good hider. And so she goes and hides. And I can't find her anywhere. I'm looking in all the closets. I'm looking under the bed. I'm calling her name. I start getting frantic. And then I have this panic because we had a jacuzzi in our house in California. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I run outside thinking maybe she got outside. And I look into the thing. And thank God. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, phew. But I still can't find her. And so then I'm like, what do I tell my wife? Like, yeah. I was in charge. I was not supposed to lose the child today. I have lost the child.
Yeah.
So I go upstairs to the upstairs bathroom, and in, like, the toilet closet room, she has fallen asleep hiding behind the door.
You know, awesome. You brought this on yourself.
I made her wait so long.
You brought this on yourself.
I was so happy to find her and then not have to tell my wife that I lost the kid.
Oh my gosh.
So I am curious. Okay, that's my story. That's my bad parenting story. Have you ever lost your kid for a little bit? You know, and like what happened? And were you, I mean, obviously you were probably terrified. But like me, you're like formulating, how do I tell my spouse? What do I do? But I'm just curious. I know I'm not the only one that's lost their kid. 855-33-WAY-FM. By the way, she's healthy, happy, moderately well-adjusted
you
today.
You assume.
We think. Her therapist says she's doing great. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Make me feel a little bit better. Tell me about a time you lost your kid. 855-33-WAY-FM. Did you ever lose your kid, Irene?
Yes, I did. She was just toddling around the house, and I went into the living room where she was playing, and she wasn't there. She was under 2 years old, and I freaked.
Of course.
And like, just like you did, I checked the back door, checked the front door, everything was locked, and said, she's got to be in here somewhere. 20 minutes later, she was under her crib against the wall, snoring like an old man.
And the crazy thing is, when you're the only one at home, there's no one else to blame.
Yeah.
You know, it all falls
no,
on
it's
you,
your fault.
And you're like, ah.
Yes, you didn't want to face your wife. I didn't want to face my husband.
Oh, absolutely not. No, that would have been the worst day ever. Sharon, have you ever lost your kid?
So my husband lost both of our kids.
They were 2 and 3 at the time, and we lived in an apartment complex in Colorado, and my girls wanted to go to the playground. So they walked out the front door, past the swimming pool, to the playground, and a neighbor found them, but not until maybe 3 hours later.
Oh, wow.
Their dad didn't tell me, but it was so scary. He'd called the police, and the girls were fine.
How did they get past him?
He was sleeping on the couch.
Oh!
He fell asleep.
Now, I don't want to blame you for this, but honestly, you should have been there and not been at work.
What?
You can't leave your husband in charge of the kids alone.
No, the husband is a grown adult and should be able to take care of his kids.
I want to think that him not telling me was a favor, but I was just...
Oh, no, he was scared of you. Karen, has that ever happened to you?
Yes. When my daughter was 18 months old, we were at a Babies R Us. It's right on the highway, and she just disappeared. They ultimately closed down the store with a code Adam and would not let anybody in or out. And with the person who found her said every time she heard my voice calling, she would laugh and run the opposite direction.
Oh. I get it, because sometimes kids think that it's a game, you know, and
oh, yeah.
It's no game. It's no joke. When I was a kid, I used to hide in the clothes racks.
Well, she got much better at it. She learned to climb the clothes rack so we couldn't see her feet.
Oh, my
goodness. Or she'd hide behind curtain displays and get behind the drapes. I ultimately ended up having to buy a harness and a leash for her.
All right, Ashley, you're up. Honesty time. It happens, I think, to every parent at some point in time. You lose your kid and you panic a little. Did you ever do this?
Absolutely. I was serving at our church. I serve in the kids area, and I was in the check-in area. So I had just had my second son, but mom has new mom brain. So I have my 2.5-year-old doing check-in with me. We're busy. I mean, we're popping. We got new families. I'm greeting everybody. I look down and he's not there. So the first thing I do is go run check his classroom. He knows where it is. He walks himself often. It's a small church. He's not there. So I immediately panic. I go and check every single classroom. I do not see him. So my husband's on the security team at church. Unfortunately, I had to tell him. And he's like, what do you mean you lost him? That wasn't fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So then I go back to the check-in. I'm in tears. I'm sweating in a panic. There's a classroom behind the check-in area where I was. So I peek in there again, second time. There he is. Behind me the whole time.
The irony is you were helping other parents feel good about leaving their kids with you, and you've lost your kid.
Exactly.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.